Chicago police say DNA evidence conclusively links a man to last week's murders of the husband and mother of an Illinois federal judge. The man was 57-year-old Bart Ross. He shot and killed himself Wednesday after being stopped by police in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb. In addition to the DNA evidence, police say Ross left behind a confession in a suicide note and other clues to his involvement. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
Chicago police spokesman Matthew Jackson confirmed late last night that DNA found on a cigarette butt left in the home of Judge Joan Humphrey Lefko the day her husband and mother were brutally murdered matches the DNA of Bart Ross. Police say in his suicide note, Ross admitted killing attorney Michael Lefko and 89-year-old Donna Humphrey. Judge Lefko found the two shot to death in the basement of her Chicago home February 28th. And Chicago Police Superintendent Phil Klein says Ross's suicide note also included details of the crime not previously released publicly.
We're satisfied that there is information in the letter that would point us to Ross having been in the Lefkow's house that day.
In addition, Klein says Ross looked a lot like a man a neighbor reported seeing near the Lefkow's house the day of the murders. Klein says Ross was on a list of potential suspects, but he still had not yet been interviewed. Chicago police still have cordoned off Ross's Northwest Side Chicago home, from which he was about to be evicted, and they have not yet located any next of kin to notify of Ross's death. In fact, Klein says there's a lot investigators don't know about the man.
We are attempting to learn as much as we possibly can about Bart Ross' history, who he was, whom he was associated with, and what he was doing in the days leading up to and following the Lefkow murders.
What is known about Ross comes from public records and court documents. He's a Polish immigrant who worked as an electrician, but couldn't work much after being diagnosed with head and neck cancer in 1992. Last fall, Judge Lefko dismissed the latest of a series of bizarre lawsuits filed by Ross over his cancer treatment, which he claims left him disfigured. After numerous attorneys turned down his case, Ross represented himself, writing long, rambling briefs that claimed in part that doctors performed Nazi-like experiments on him. In a handwritten letter to a Chicago television station that arrived Thursday, Ross called Judge Lefko, quote, a Nazi-style criminal and terrorist, whom he blames for the loss of his house, his job, and his family. Ross also wrote in the letter that he regrets killing Judge Lefko's husband and mother, saying that he broke into the basement before dawn and planned to wait until the judge came home from work to kill her. But he says he was discovered and had no choice but to shoot the family members. Some media reports indicate that when Ross killed himself outside of Milwaukee, he had with him a list of other judges, doctors, and lawyers he was upset with. It reportedly included an appeals court judge in Milwaukee who recently upheld Judge Lefko's ruling. But Chicago Police Superintendent Klein would not say if Ross posed a threat to anyone else.
There's names of other individuals on the list, and we've contacted or we're in the process of trying to contact everyone on that list.
Ross's admission to the crime marked a sharp turn in the direction of the investigation. Much of the focus had been on hate groups, especially associates of jailed white supremacist Matt Hale, who was convicted last year of trying to have Judge Lefko killed. Tom Robb, a close family friend of the Lefkos, says Thursday's break in the case comes as only a small bit of relief.
I'm glad it appears somebody surfaced. I'm very sad that it's a case that was a former case of the judge.
And a judge who was friends with the Lefkos called the news chilling because Ross and his case are similar to other cases and people that go before judges all across the country every day. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.